And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking savoury foods, autumn. We're talking quick, easy, comfort foods that the family can enjoy. Concentrating on eggs, noodles and pasta in this session. Masala eggs are a really fantastic, quick, economical meal to make. 4 hard-boiled eggs peeled. You peel the eggs and rub them with about a quarter of a teaspoon of turmeric, a little bit more if you like that real smoky turmeric flavour. Heat oil in a pan and fry the eggs until they are golden. Remove and set aside. In the same pan, fry the onion, garlic, ginger, chilli powder and green chilli. You alter the chillies depending on what you like to eat in your family. Cook until the mixture starts to colour, then add the remaining spices, which is a teaspoon of ground coriander and a quarter of a teaspoon of fennel, and stir in your coconut milk. Let fry those spices off a little. Stir in the coconut milk and simmer for about 10 minutes until it becomes quite thick. Add the fried eggs. You can chop them up if you like, spooning the sauce over to coat. Sprinkle with the coriander. Really great meal served with rice and Indian flatbread. It just extends. Another meal that we had as children, if it was really like late, we got home or something like that, and it was just an easy night, was curried eggs. 6 eggs boiled. Usually do the same thing, fry some onion off. Mum didn't use garlic, she just didn't eat it. But we eat a lot now in our families. And you're going to make a white sauce. Now, last week we talked about freezing that extra sauce for, say, a lasagna or something. That's when the curried eggs come in. You've got your white sauce already frozen. Take that out. Put that into the pan. You can add a teaspoon of curry powder, or you can add small tin of salmon or tuna. Serve with cauliflower rice. Absolutely delicious. Another thing not to be scoffed at is a really good omelette. But I think taking that omelette to a little bit different is making a souffle omelette. And all you're doing is whisking the egg whites separately with the yolk to the yolk and get that really like a stiff, as if you're making meringue. Fold that egg white, just fold through the egg yolk, so you've still got big clouds of the egg white, and fry that in the pan. Now, when you put your filling in, you don't flip the omelette, you just leave it open. You can put it under the grill, but start to play with flavors. I've seen some amazing Asian omelettes. I've seen some just really good ones like ham, cheese, salmon. You know, put spring onions in there. Do some fancy things. Fantastic meal. And then, of course, don't forget the 3 types of breakfast eggs: a Mexican style, Italian, or a Middle Eastern. And basically, what you're doing is you're making a tomato-based, like a sauce, and you're poaching your eggs in that. The difference being, with your Mexican, of course, you put some chorizo sausage, some red capsicum, some chili, a little bit of balsamic just to cut in there. Serve that with corn tortillas. And when it's actually cooked, just indent with a soup spoon upside down, drop the eggs in, put the lid on, poach the eggs basically in that. With the Italian, you do the same: onion, garlic, a couple of tinned tomatoes, tablespoon of balsamic. You can fry off some mushrooms, some bacon, and at the end of it, lots of parmesan and parsley on top. Beautiful with some sourdough. And the Middle Eastern, use the harissa. It's a lovely spice. And the North African was more based on, the simple was more just a dried chili, tomato and salt. But in the modern cooking, we use a different green chili, the coriander leaves, the mint, cumin, and the garlic. Depends how fancy you want to get. But once again, this is a fantastic dish. And a little bit of cumin in there and some eggs. And at the end of it, serve it with some toasted flatbread and some labneh. Really, really easy, economical meals. And don't forget, when you're doing that souffle omelette, if you're doing it for lunch, put a fantastic salad with it. Just extend it. Make these meals something that you put your little stamp on. And of course, it does make it special when the family enjoys those meals that you can cook over and over as a quick meal, as a comfort meal, and an economical meal for the family.